All right, it's time for the Craig James Financial Report, ladies and gentlemen. With our man Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire. He is president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville, 510 Broad Hollow Road. And again, the website, a must. Check it all out. That's where you heard the fabulous Ferrantino 15 yesterday, right around 9. You got a great webinar tonight at 7. Regarding Social Security, some of the strategies involved. 7 o'clock, you must check everything out online, CraigJamesFinancial.com, knowing how to get into that. Very important. Mr. Ferrantino, registered representative on Securities and Advisory Services. It is through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC, Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners. Not affiliated. Dow shot up slightly. And futures up slightly as well. Still over that 31,000 mark as we examine things here on a Thursday morning. Sir, how are you? Hope you are well.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. Yes, that's right. I am well, thank you. You know, day after an impeachment, I mean, nothing like the day after. That's what I like to say. So,
indeed.
But I'm glad that's behind us. That's another story there. We have some very interesting, you know, the numbers are, it's floating very well, our stock market. It's actually, you know, there must be stimulus in the air again. And today the Wall Street Journal breaks that looks like there's going to be some stimulus. They're going to add another $1,400. That's the current number, not the $2,000 that President Trump wanted. But they may go for another $1,400 per person. And that, I think, is going to float the market. So, you know, when you put it all together, first of all, let me just go through some levels here. You know, the Dow closed up 51 points yesterday, 31,060. We got the NASDAQ up 56 points at 13,128. I remember when it broke 10,000, don't you? S&P at 3809. Big, most popular stocks, Alibaba Holding. Behind that is Under Armour, General Motors, General Electric, very popular. When you start looking at this, start looking at some of the big gainers. Whirlpool is up there, probably coming in with surprise earnings because they have a backlog of dishwashers and appliances. Also in there is Simon Property Group. They have the Walt Whitman Mall, I'm pretty sure. Yes, they do. And they have the Bridgehampton Mall and a few others up 4% yesterday. Eli Lilly. And on the downside is a company called Valens and Marathon Oil. So, again, oil's come down a little bit, $52. Gold at holding steady at 1840, clearly over the $1,800 mark per ounce. Silver is at 25 spot 30. You're starting to see prices going up, particularly for corn and wheat. The demand is much higher for some of these. So you may see that reflected at some point in your prices as you're buying things. Jobless claims edged up. We're going to get another jobless number this week as well. And we're starting to see that because due to COVID and the spikes, I mean, something like, I don't know, 200,000 new cases per day, those spikes are slowing growth of the economy. And so today at 8:30, we're going to get the initial jobless claims. We expected 787 last week. We're expecting a higher number, not a lower number. We think more jobless out there for this week. And continuing claims, which is it's going to be over 5 million people unemployed. That's what it's going to look like. We also get the import price index. We get BlackRock reporting this morning at First Republic Bank. And at 8:30, we're going to get the temperature of Delta Airlines. So just how much did they lose? Now, did they lose less than we thought, or they lose worse than we thought? So, you know, we're looking for surprises. So my next job here, Jay, is to look for surprises. What do I think will surprise to the upside or to the downside? And what companies do I think are doing better than it looks like they appear? and what companies are doing worse than possibly than we thought. With this, you know, again, some parts of our country closing down, how much would that affect a company? And to see how that affects. So we're looking for some trades in the end. Yesterday we talked on the Ferentino 15. We talked about, hey, the 2021 contribution limits. I don't think I covered this on the show. So, again, it's $6,000 for an IRA if you want to contribute to an IRA. If you're over 50, you could add $1,000, Jay. Now, Jay, if you're in a 401k or a 403b or a 457, some sort of corporate retirement plan, the numbers for 2021, you could contribute of your own money $19,500 is the number for this year. So you divide that by 12 and you kind of figure out how much you want taken out of your paycheck, or you can just give a percentage. The other number is if you're over 50 and you have a retirement plan like a 457 deferred comp, 401k, 403b, is if you're over 50, you get another $6,500 catch-up contribution. So that brings you to $26,000, 26K, if you're over 50 that you can contribute to a retirement plan. So that means you could put over $2,000 a month if you're over 50, a little over $2,000 a month out of your paycheck to defer from taxes, lowering your taxation as a person. If you made $100,000, you put $26,000 into a 401k because you're over 50, you're only going to get taxed on someone who has a salary of $74,000, not at $100,000. So it's important for people to understand that, and I think that's a useful number for 2021. And that's what we have on our list today. What do you got?
Well, what I got is you are fantastic. This is why you're the best in the business, because you will give the right avenues. And we listen, if not more of a time right now to put away for a rainy day, I don't know what is. So, you know, what Craig just said is just vital, you know, and that's why we have him on, because he gives you the ins and outs that other people will not. And that's why, you know, I applaud you. Now, I applaud you for tonight. I'm going to try and get in there as far as Social Security strategies. That being at 7 o'clock. And all you have to do is go on the site. You register up, right, Craig, at CraigJamesFinancial.com, and you'll be all set. But that'll be an important one tonight.
Jay, you're like 41. You know, you got many years before, you know, at 62 that you could take Social Security. I don't know what you're talking about here, but I'll take your word.
First off, you know, I hate when you give away my age. The other thing is, you can never plan too early. You know, that's why, you know, a number of years I have, like you said, it's always good to kind of look ahead. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's important for people to realize that.
Yeah, we're going to look at strategies that, you know, particularly if you're married or if you were married at one point, we're going to look at strategies that you can do today to make sure that, you know, you get the most out of your Social Security dollar. And if there's something you could do, like claiming on a spouse or something like that, we're going to go over all that because I think that's it's critically important. I'm telling you, it's the most popular thing I do is the Social Security talk. It's kind of interesting how that works, but that's what it is.
No doubt. Check it out tonight. It is a biggie, and I'm telling you, nobody else does it like he. This is Ferentino, CraigJamesFinancial.com. We look forward to that, sir, as well as tomorrow morning as we see what this day brings. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, Jay. Thank you. Have a great night.